little faster, runs another stop sign, happy ever after. Once she lets her guard down, laughing at the stupid things I say.
The show has reached a new low. And the show has reached a new low.
Disappointed! Disappointed!
Oh, there we go. That's nice. It's not really nice. It sounds like I'm an egomaniac. Yeah. Look at those fake candles. This place is kind of
nice. I just
noticed
the room looks cool in there.
It looks so cool. Finally, we get some decorations for the after disaster.
Woo! Hey, everybody.
I call this decorations.
Turn me up there, Ty Ty. Turn me up. Every goddamn week, it's the same thing. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the after disaster. Apologize for the rough start there. I knew you probably couldn't expect it by this point.
Technically, we haven't even started, and it's
technically
rough, it's rough already.
Technically. Speaking of technically, there's a lot of changes to go on and a lot of like, fancy footwork that Anderson's got to do in there for the pre-show. You guys don't even understand, and now it's like a lot of switch over. So essentially what I do with the calls every week where they can't hear us, I did it with you this week and me. So that's what, that was all about.
Makes me feel like part of the gang.
Is that interesting to anyone other than myself?
We're a gang, right?
So what is tonight's show? What's tonight's show all about?
Tonight's show is all about love. We're going to talk about love.
I'm out.
Okay. We're going to talk about hate.
I feel like I should disclaim right off the bat that we are three of the most tired Pabs you'll ever see together.
I was at Disneyland this evening, so I am tired as well.
If the show's good tonight, you'll hear a lot of hacking by me because I'm sick and I'll be laughing.
You have the flu or something?
I just got a little bit of a cough.
Okay.
As you might have been, and little sniffles.
Yeah, it adds a little ambiance.
They pulled the tooth out of my head. I woke up the next morning after the after disaster sick as a fuck.
I wonder if it has something to do with it.
Sick as a fuck. I don't know.
How am I supposed to know if you're being a snobby or just being a sniffly bastard?
Oh, am I sniffing? Yeah.
I don't want to jump to conclusions, but I'm pretty sure that guy used a dirty needle when he was giving you painkiller. I'm sure of it, actually.
Are you sure of it? It's unfortunate. Tonight on the program, we are going to do a number of things.
Three.
One of which is talk. Right?
All right.
I wrote on my phone long before I knew Lauren Dowd was coming in here. The deal with Lauren, that's just something I wanted to bring up. All right, Mike immediately looks away. I have a great story that happened since last time I saw you guys, where I was on the phone with customer service, realized the guy was black, so I started talking about things that would help me get what I wanted.
I do all the time.
Did you black it up?
No, but I was spelling out, okay, I'll just say it. I was spelling something out for him, and you know, M is for Mary, because I was spelling the name of my parents' street, which is a tough one. It's Kelm. So I'm like, K,
you got a black guy coming over?
You're like, M is for Monte Carlo.
Billing address. And I knew he was local. I knew he was in Culver City here. So I said, K is for killer. E is an elephant. L as in Lakers.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't say L.
And
he's
all, I like that.
You know what I do?
And immediately.
And you, you like did like a fist in the air to yourself?
And I was letting this guy think that I was like a Laker fan. And I couldn't hate a team more than the Lakers or the Raiders.
I do the same thing. And if I'm in a conversation with a black guy and we're talking about music, I always drop like Parliament's one of my favorite bands.
I can do
Parliament,
it.
The OJs, Prince.
Cool cigarettes. If at some point what would have made it perfect is if like we could have finalized the deal, he could have pushed enter, and then I would have just said, Kobe Bryant's a rapist and hung up. You know what I mean?
What's the deal, by the way?
What's the deal?
Yeah, he's coming over?
No, man. You buy things sometimes on the phone, and you got to give credit cards.
Who buys things on the phone?
70s?
You send away to a catalog?
Kinda. It's just wedding stuff, man. It's chair covers. It's chair covers, and I wanted to see if I could pick them up or if I had to pay for them to be shipped. All right. What's going on with the mugs?
Oh, I'll tell you something.
Apparently Mitt Romney listens to our show and is very interested in buying all our mugs.
Mitt is known for being rich? Okay.
Here's the thing with the mugs is I don't feel comfortable at all that they went over $15.
What I love Mike's complete lack of the grasp of, I can't speak.
Come on, Tyler. About faking it.
He doesn't understand what an auction is.
I know. I do understand what an auction is, but I think people bit off. I think people made a poor decision in getting those things up to $70.
What? They're not.
They can bail out at any time. It's an auction.
No, eBay doesn't let you bail out.
Then they shouldn't have put a top bid of whatever they put.
It's a life lesson, Mike. It's a life lesson.
I don't feel like we should be the one that institutes a life lesson.
Oh, wait, we absolutely should.
Mike, you realize that if someone only has $15, then they probably didn't bid $100. They probably bid $15, and then if it went above it, oh, well, they're out.
I've done that many times on eBay. I'm like, I got to get that $6 million man
that's
doll.
You.
And it's like at $110, and I'm like, I put in $500. And then I realize, oh,
people aren't like you.
All right, so the auction ends tonight, and it's going to end while we're still on at the end of the show, which is fantastic.
I want to make something real clear about this auction. I will gladly.
I was going to end when we're on the show.
Send you something in addition to the mugs
down,
try to make
Mike.
Up for the fact
Settle
that they're.
Down.
It says it ends tomorrow at 9:25.
No, you're looking at the
wrong. That's what it says.
No.
Hey, whoever put those on, thank you. Good job.
What are you talking about?
That was
whichever
Anderson.
One of you guys actually did it.
Anderson.
I did.
Nice
I did.
Job.
Thanks. I missed
Oh, no, you're right. Ends in an hour and 9 minutes. Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, see?
Just got
and
now,
are we still going to be on the air in an hour and 9 minutes?
Here's how it worked, guys. I got home, and I actually was motivated to do work after I got home after like a 19-hour shift. That was the self-satisfied sniff there, Tyler.
There.
Just to let you know, just to clarify.
I could tell.
And I sat down and took pictures of the mugs, and then I started posting them up on the old eBay, writing the old descriptions out.
I like the way you use the same angle on all of them, too.
The descriptions are great.
Uniform.
The description, I kind of fucked up on the Jesus one. I think that's why it's lagging behind.
Where was the good, where was the good mug? Did we send that to the person who sent us the mug?
Or our listeners are just hate Christians. Oh, we are going to make other mugs, all right? So,
You're going to drive down the price of these mugs.
I know, but this is the first five ever. That's why these are always going to be the most important mugs, right?
We should have put serial numbers on the bottom then. Well,
I put the date.
Okay,
and then I put 1 of 5, 2 of 5. There is only 5, even though we got 6, because Seth, the man who sent us the mugs,
what if our listeners are just going to buy these and then flip them?
I was thinking about
good
that.
Luck.
How upset
good
I would
luck.
Be about that. I would be very upset about that.
Because now you could buy the first mug ever flipped by a listener, and then it'd be like worth twice as much.
Mm-hmm. I just want to point out that I will do something
no, you're not going to.
Extra for people who
settle
buy
down.
The mugs, because I feel guilty. And I don't know what that extra
here's
could
what
be.
Happened.
If I have something you want, I'll send it to
here's
you.
Here's what I did tonight. I had the mugs. I was ready to bring them with me because I thought we'd probably be doing video, which we are. Video over at afterdisaster.com.
We are? What?
Apparently. I see myself on video. I'm not pleased. I'm shiny. And I look like a pad.
Get some of that rice flour stuff.
Shiny's good.
Shiny's,
right?
Shiny's bad. But I was going to bring them.
Metal objects.
The two that are ending tonight. And then I'm like, no, because if I bring them, Mike is going to realize that he's going to have guilt, and he's going to try to start adding things to the mic.
He's going to try to add $100
worth of artwork.
Absolutely.
Mike, what would you do if I gave you a mug and said, you have to do $100 worth of artwork on this?
I would spend an hour. I would spend an hour decorating it.
So your time is worth $100.
That's how much I make.
Do you understand the point of the mug that people who want to support the show, instead of donation, they're actually getting something. They're getting something they got to see be created by a couple guys they like.
They're going
to
get poisoning.
You and Tyler. And no, I don't think they're going to use the mugs. I mean, if you're spending $125 on a fucking mug.
Is there any way we can take some stuff out of that gift room?
No,
and
we're not. No,
that?
No, negative. They get the mug. Would you settle down?
Mm.
Right? Now, if you have $125 to spend on a mug.
Oh my God! They're at $125.
It's probably
only one of them. The other one's at $122.
Okay. You have money. All right.
You know what? Now my secondary thought is, what are we going to do with the money?
Uh-huh.
We're going to buy more mugs, but sell them at one.
Oh, you
at
know
a
what?
Time.
That's a great idea.
No, we're not buying new.
Let's
mugs.
Invest in our company.
No, I know,
let's
I
go T-shirts this time.
Another listener is sending us mugs. More mugs.
Yes.
We only sell things that are sent to us.
Let's do beer. Let's do beer steins or something.
I like it.
Let's do T-shirts.
I enjoyed one person's comments on our Facebook that said, you should have actually done something cool on the mugs.
Yeah.
They're very plain and boring.
Uh-huh. Yeah? How much they bid?
So we're going to do a pentagram on the one because I realized that the Jesus one's not going over too big. So the next round, we have to do a pentagram.
We go the other way. There's no middle ground with us.
We're going to do a Jewish star on one eventually. We're going to see which religion wins. All right?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it is.
That's a good idea.
I think it
Kwanzaa?
Is. Kwanzaa will not be involved. I don't stand by that.
Like a tahiki on the top of the mug?
What is that?
Like that African hat?
A tahiki.
I think that's what it's called. I don't know.
I bought my wedding ring today.
Well, oh, nice. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Where at?
Amazon.
Really?
Is that bad?
Well,
they got like a ton. And they're all like back and they're all certified.
Okay.
And,
yeah, I don't want to.
I have a hookup. Okay. Yeah. And that hookup disappeared on me.
I have a hookup too.
Oh, yeah. You're a hookup.
My
Forgot
dad.
About that. Yeah. I don't want secondhand stuff either. I don't want like.
It's metal.
Know, ring. Yeah, I know, but the idea of it being up inside of a girl's vagina at one point, because it probably was.
Okay, here's the thing, is you don't finger with your ring finger.
You might on
the
honeymoon, who knows,
it.
And then it's and then get divorced
doubles
later.
As an RUD.
Get divorced later.
Mike,
now
ring finger the, short for finger ring finger.
Hey,
that's
here's
why
the,
it's
how about
that.
This idea? You're fingering your wife or your girlfriend. And then you have
we're not that show.
Then
yeah,
you make,
here's an idea.
Then you make love to her and you pull your penis out and the rings on your penis.
Ta-da.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty good.
Speaking of today, I bought 2 magic tricks for my nephew tonight at Disneyland. And guess how much 2 cheesy tricks cost? Oh, $44.
That's too much.
Let me guess.
What are the tricks?
The coloring
how to
book.
How steal $45?
The coloring book, you flip it and it's all blank pages. And then you flip it again and it's black and white.
That's,
and then you flip it again and it's all
gift.
Color.
It's $10
I know that. It's $24 at Disneyland.
Why would you buy anything at Disneyland?
And then I bought that card trick where somebody holds a card and you wave your hand over and it floats up to their hand.
That's easy.
I have no idea how it works. How does it work?
Hey, speaking of magic, there's this great documentary that I discovered on Netflix right now called Make Believe. I can't say enough good things about this documentary.
Okay, I'm glad you told me that because I watched
so good.
I watched 3 episodes of the TV one. It's very good.
That is good, right? The first one was really
the
good.
The
chick
one kind of bored me. Yeah, kind of bored me a little bit. Why don't they just call it the Mary Tyler Moore documentary?
I'm talking about that on the Film Vault next week. Okay, so I haven't done that. So let's not let the cat out of the bag.
Okay.
No one's heard of any of
this. Technically, it's another film, though.
I know. I'm pissing Brian off with it because I talk a lot about TV on there. He's
bring
like,
up
I'm
the
TV.
Love Boat too. Then
I'm watching TV about TV. That's how deep into TV I am.
Got do a big expose on ER and talk about it. It was the episode where they all had brain tumors.
Make believe, real quick. Just a little film ball section here. Tyler, you're gonna like this too. It's just like Spellbound, where they follow six kids, but instead of going to the spelling bee, the National Spelling Bee, like in Spellbound, their aspirations are to get into the Las Vegas teen magicians.
I saw it.
Isn't it great?
I don't remember.
I will punch.
I saw it recently.
Really?
And you didn't? Yeah.
Were you taking hits off the bong there?
No, I don't take hits off the bong.
No.
I inject marijuana.
I could see you being a joint guy.
No, I don't even. I haven't smoked any. I've only smoked pot like maybe 20 times mm-hmm. in my life, mm-hmm. and like 10 of those were a few months ago, and I haven't touched it since. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing is, how about this idea?
It's a great movie. I ignore what Mike just said. I enjoyed
no,
it.
No, I don't remember it. I didn't say
the
it's
Asian
bad.
Kid, the two kids from South Africa. There's that horrible blonde bitch from Malibu that you fucking hate.
I got an idea. I don't know if he wants to burn his tricks, but is that an intentional sound effect? How about this idea?
I thought that was just an effect that Rune had. I'm like, why is there a how about black this idea? Lower third?
One of these days, if Rune will stick around, maybe we can throw him a little of that mug cash.
No. Negative. What are you doing?
Mike, are you retarded?
Don't use that word.
What, like $20?
Mike, are you really retarded?
No, he gets no money.
Okay, I'm saying if he sticks around for a video.
Rune steals money from me on a daily basis.
We can have your friend Nathan in here, and he can do some tricks on video.
Who's Nathan? Oh, the magician. Nathan the magician.
Yeah. Because that was pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what my problem
is? Wait, we got to pay Rune for that?
No. For him to stick around an extra hour and a half.
Yeah, Rune enjoys it.
Here's my problem with magic.
But I like Mike's setup. He's like, the guys that are actually on air don't get paid a dime. That guy in there, Rune, that likes to hang out, yeah, we'll pay him. It's like the exact opposite of everything that I've learned.
Okay. Here's my problem with
we
magic.
We should get some interns.
Oh, we need interns.
Three interns.
Wait, we have Lauren in there.
That's a count.
Okay, listen up.
No, we have to get like kids that think they're getting college credit.
Yeah. Mike's doing the listen up now.
I'm sorry I said that. I just realized. Here's my problem with magic. When you're here's how we know it's not the... I don't want to disparage it. Here's my problem. A lot of things in life you find incredible.
Oh, no, Mugwatch 150.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
Mugwatch.
Burt Reynolds one is going for 150. 205 is up to 150.
Wow.
What's wrong with you guys? Seriously. Now, I don't know when I should disclose this. I guess I'll disclose it right now. Remember I said I was going to bring the mugs tonight, and then I decided not to?
Yeah.
I dropped them. I'm kidding. But you know, at least one of the people who was winning the bid right now was fucking relieved. They're like, oh, thank God. Nope, they're pristine. They're at home. They're all packed ready to go.
They're not at 150. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe you're late, buddy. But After Disaster Mug Runner 2 is 150.
Wow.
And it ends in an hour and 6 minutes. Get your mugs.
I wish we could see. I'm logged in, but you still can't see who's the high bidder. Somehow, I'd like to call it out.
This seems almost cheesier than asking for donations.
Oh, it's great. TPR Time L 2012 is winning the mug 205. He's up to 150, or she.
Did you know that Hal Needham, the stuntman and writer of some of the cheesy Burt Reynolds movies, is getting an honorary Oscar this
year? I did know that.
What?
No. Yeah. He's a great man. Hey, okay, so here's the deal with magic.
Home Etzion 76 is the winner for the mug number 105.
Here's how you know magic isn't the greatest form of art. Well, we already knew that, but because when you go see a magician and it's the most entertaining, amazing thing you've ever seen, guess what happens 5 minutes later? And you just forgot about it.
You forgot about it. It's really hard to like sit down and discuss. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean.
But top five magic tricks.
Like if you go see an amazing band or something, you remember it.
Because that song sticks with you. It's not like the magic trick is you're going to be humming the magic trick.
But you can see somebody do just mind-boggling, mind-blowing, fantastic magic, and then you walk out the door and you're
You know when it was big? Medieval times before like MP3 players and records and stuff.
I bet.
Oh, yeah, they were like the jesters.
I bet it was big all the way up until radio.
You do that and watch like rock stars. I can do it all the time. Like rock stars, and especially like when I'm at these K-Rock shows, and I'm like, they're fucking modern-day jesters. Why do they get so much acclaim? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, settle down. They're like fools. Speaking of which, another good documentary, the F-word.
Here come the jesters.
The F-word, or the other F-word. It's punk rock guys raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
Punk rock guys that are now their family men. Good. The other F word.
Is that streaming as well?
No. Hey, 1-800-LOUD-191 is up.
I'm going to watch that magic documentary again.
We have five lines open. I think you should. It was very good.
I will.
I loved the one kid, and I hated the one bitch, and there's others that I didn't care about.
Want to hear about my latest stupid purchase?
Mug watch. Is it a mug?
It's a mug, $150 on high bill.
I wouldn't be surprised if Mike bought them because he felt bad.
I can see him doing that. Last minute coming in with like a $200.
Does this camera look familiar?
Yeah, you bought another one.
Yeah, this is the new one. $500. Mm-hmm. The other one works fine, but I bought a new one.
Why would you do that?
Well, because this one has an aperture ring on here, and it seemed cooler.
This is why people. Some people hate you, Mike. Some
and it's
people
also, do hate this you. Also has stereo mics, uh-huh. and it's got 1920 HD. On the ones only got 720.
Mike, you know you're not allowed to complain about money ever on this show.
Well, I'm going to be broke like pretty this. Soon because my taxes are due ASAP and I have to drive to San Diego. So that's
why
be...
would you do that, Mike? Though, and why would you talk about that?
This, I'm going to use this camera for more videos.
Because the aperture thing?
No, because the reason I like this camera solely is because it's got a 24 millimeter lens.
What are you going to do with the other one?
I'm going to keep it in the glove compartment, unless you want to borrow it.
No, I'm good. Thanks, though. iPhone 5, come. I can pre-order tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't care about it.
I need it because I got the 3.
Okay. Yeah, get the new one then because you know why? It's got...
How do I go about it? Do I just go on ATT or do I go to Apple Store?
Go to Apple Store, order it, and you might luck out and be one of the first people and get it like in 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Boring. I need it now. Yeah, you're right. I apologize.
Did you guys see the clip of Jimmy Kimmel who took an iPhone 4S onto the street and had people check out the new iPhone 5? And they were like, oh, it's so much better. This is so much faster. The screen is so much bigger.
People.
Here's the
so
thing about it.
Fucking people.
You can get an iPhone 3 or 4GS for $100 now. And this phone is absolutely fantastic. The new phone's got a couple of advantages. It's got a little bit faster chip, but this one's fast enough. The camera's identical or even worse.
All right, this is boring.
This is the only reason we're still on iTunes,
which is
constantly plugging Apple.
Yeah, but here's the biggest thing is it's got a couple of web connectivity. I forgot what they're called, but it's much faster downloading and uploading.
All right. This is exceptionally boring. I apologize to everybody. Mike?
I don't think it's boring.
Let's talk about the deal with Lauren. What is the deal with Lauren? It has been brought to my attention. Lauren Dowd, she's a listener. She's been brought up on the show numerous times, long before she was ever in here.
She's been brought on the show numerous times.
She's been on the show once, and... all I know is like everyone
she
knows Lauren somehow.
She costed me at Disneyland.
She costed Tyler tonight. I knew that she was coming because we talked earlier in the day. Thank you very much for that favor you're going to be doing for me, by the way.
No problem. In fact, we need to talk about that
after
the show.
Okay, we'll do it because that's going to be really boring. That'll be extra boring. Thank you, Homer. But like tonight.
But I don't know where I'm going to get leather chaps in my size.
The guard comes in. We have a new guard, Portia. It's our fourth new guard in the last 2 months. Jesus, they've quit around here. Like clockwork.
She was like, you work here, right? I was like, sure.
Speaking of Porsches.
So she comes in, and she had the new guard. She goes, there's a Lauren here for Mike. And I said, sorry, tell her Mike's not here. Because we have, like, the boss in here who's, like, you know, watching. It's like, I can't. Lauren's nice and everything, but I can't have her in the studio with the boss watching. And it's like, and Ann's immediately like, who's Lauren? And then you know what happens? Ruin in the back of the room. Lauren Dowd? It's like, what the fuck? How does everyone know Lauren Dowd? So it's been brought to my attention that there's pictures of her showing up on the After Disaster Facebook what appears to be maybe in your house, like you were taking pictures of chickens.
No, it was at the Improv.
And why was it on the After Disaster?
Bouncy.
I posted that picture because people know who she is.
Okay. And what was the other question? Oh, there's something else was brought to my attention about her getting out of the shower.
If this is true, you're going to go to jail. Buddy.
That was, I thought her her little tiny picture on Facebook was a picture of her getting out of the shower with a towel wrapped around her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It wasn't.
What was the post exactly? I just heard about it.
I don't remember, but
something about breaking your finger.
I clicked on it really fast. And
machete
then I was
mug
like,
is stalling at $1.35 and 15 cents.
I'm also blind, by the way, so I don't really know what's happening.
What's 135 and 15 cents? Like, what are we supposed to do with a nickel?
You know what? Here's the thing. Let's. Why don't we send them our machetes too, since they forked out so much bread?
We're gonna sell the machetes next. Oh, the machetes would fork.
You know what?
A lot.
We'll decorate That's the true. Machetes.
No, we're not going to do that. I need my machete for protection.
Let's decorate.
I live in the valley.
Okay, I'll buy new machetes and we'll decorate those.
Listen, guys.
Can we talk about the bank robbers who were throwing money all over town?
Yes, fantastic.
There was like three high-speed
pursuits. Yeah, this was a good week. We haven't had a good high-speed chase in a while. We had like three in 2 days.
It makes me wish I had television now because I love watching those things. I saw one where the guy got away in LA in 1995, by the way. He was
one
on
of the bank robbers is still on the lam.
Oh, I like
they only
it.
Got three or four.
I like it. Hope that lam runs fast.
And that other guy that got shot in the middle of the street, right outside my new coworker's apartment.
Oh,
he
really?
Just moved to LA like a month ago. And,
he's like, what's that? Where did he move from?
Exciting.
From Virginia.
Ah, that's awesome. I love when that happens.
From D.C. to L.A. and killing in front of his
Yeah, you know what, though? D.C. is one of the most violent cities in the country, so I'm sure.
Yeah, to our rights, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you're talking about.
They're killing our rights.
Some people have cool stories when they first moved to L.A. Like a friend of mine who's a comic said he moved to L.A. and he was kind of intimidated and nervous. And he was walking down Wilshire Boulevard checking out the sights. And a door opens and Neil Diamond walks out. And he's like, L.A., man.
Why did Neil Diamond whisper
sure it wasn't
L.A., man,
was,
to
wasn't
him?
Surreal, Neil?
No, it was the real It was the real Neil.
Hey, guys, there's calls. Many lines open. What's wrong with you guys? I know you're out there. I see the numbers on the old message
no
boards.
No one's listening.
1-800-LOUD-191. What's the problem? We want to make you part of the show. We want to bring you in. New after new film vault up right now. Top five comedic actors in dramatic roles. Good episode.
You know what? That is a good episode. Jim fun. Is Jim Carrey one of them?
Hell no. Fuck that guy.
Okay, Jack Black.
No.
Wait, what is the category?
In? Bernie?
Okay.
What was Jack Black serious?
I don't remember,
don't
but
tell
he,
me,
he definitely did a serious
don't
role.
Tell me King Kong, because that doesn't count. Because that was a laughable movie.
Okay.
Somebody said they wish the King Kong came off the screen and killed them because they were so bored.
Have you seen the King Kong 3D?
Stop citing your own reviews.
That wasn't me. That wasn't even clever, but I remember a girl said it, so it was kind of funny.
Have you seen the King Kong exhibit on the tram ride at Universal Studios?
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
The old one where his big eyes like bleed.
No, it's a tube you drive through, and
it's all 3D. Right?
The car moves violently, and mm-hmm. King Kong. It's a 3D movie, but you're completely surrounded by your peripheral and everything is taken up by this, so it really appears that you're driving that tram through the jungle, and then of course like a dinosaur or something comes out. I guess that's Godzilla. And grabs the tram, mm-hmm. and you're like.
But it's all like video, right? It's not.
Yeah,
like,
but you're, the car
real.
Moves. Jolts uh-huh. in sequence with the video.
I like my monsters to actually
it's great.
Exist in actual form.
I like my monsters loose, too.
Yeah. Loose?
What?
I didn't say that at all.
I meant like floozies, hanging out in a monster bar.
5-year-old kid at my favorite local grocery store, Vallarta.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Vallarta all the time. You know why? Because you get 4 avocados for a dollar at Vallarta.
Yeah, but are they the tiny ones?
They're a little smaller.
Yeah, here's the thing. You get giant... You get 5 giant avocados at Costco for $6, and they're giant.
Hey, well, who the fuck eats 5 giant avocados?
I did last all week. 5? I forced myself. Oh, over the course of like 4 days.
Hey,
I've been eating
bad,
a lot of guacamole. All
right. Point is, Vallarta. Walking out of Vallarta. Walking in is a mom with her, I'd say he's 4 or 5-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing a shirt. It didn't even occur to me after like, I didn't even process it until after I was past him, which I guess is good because God knows we're going to look at when I give him. But it's a chorizo. Free chorizo with an arrow pointing down to his dick.
That's awesome.
He was like 4 or 5. And I thought, this is my neighborhood. It's where I live.
Oh, my God.
You should have said, let me get some.
In a joking lilt
to your voice.
You should have grabbed his dick and said, I'm hungry.
He said it's free.
You know what I almost did tonight at Disneyland?
That's not chorizo.
But I was stopped from doing it. Mm. There was a woman wearing a burqa. Laying down on the table, mm-hmm. and we walked by, and I went, looks like the Grim Reaper died, and then I was like, hold on, and the person I was supposed to be like, you can't do that, and I'm like, this is going to be hilarious.
Why was there a woman in a burqa lying down on a table?
She was like face down, like she was exhausted from the day. And,
where?
And
on what table?
Over by,
pool hall.
In California Adventure, where everybody eats, where all the restaurants are.
Oh, okay, she wasn't her entire body.
No, she was sitting down, but her arms and her head were draped on the table, and it looked like the Grim Reaper died because she was wearing all black, including the hood thing.
Yes.
And then today, when I was having breakfast this morning, a well-dressed African-American gentleman came in. Obviously...
You're going to say something racist.
No, he was doing he was doing some kind of a business deal with the owner of the Jan's Coffee Shop, and... He goes, yeah, can I speak to so-and-so? She goes, who may I say is here? And he goes, Lamont. And out of my mouth was coming, you big dummy. But I didn't do it. From Sanford and Son.
That's smart.
He always called his son Lamont the big dummy.
The big dummy.
Yep. Then I could have followed it up with, Esther, I'm coming to see you. The big one.
I don't get it. I'm lost.
It's a television show from the 70s.
Fucking lost.
He always faked like he was having a heart attack. He would grab his chest whenever anything stressful happened.
And he wore these really colorful sweaters and talked about Jell-O.
Yeah, and he had 4 kids.
I think that's a different
And his
different
wife
guy.
Was a lawyer.
Pretty sure it's a different guy.
Mm. Okay, the Mod Squad.
I ever tell you much about my time in jail?
Not a lot. You told me some.
I was talking about it last night. I was out with a couple friends and...
It's always good. It's always good conversation.
Oh, here's more mug stories real quick. So what I was saying is put them up. And I'm not going to lie to you. Don't look at me like that, Mike. But I had a couple beers when I was doing it.
You did a good job.
Had a couple beers. And by the time that I was actually posting them, apparently I did the math wrong. So the other one, the other two were supposed to end next week when we're on. But apparently they're ending Tuesday. So I say
I guess we're doing a Tuesday show.
Tuesday show, right? Am I right? That's what we got to do, right? Yeah.
When I looked at that and they were at around $70, my stomach was like, oh, no.
I expected
Mike,
it
your
to
stomach was
like
that as soon as Anderson said, hey, I posted the things on
That's true.
On eBay. You're like, why?
He started texting us going, oh, I feel bad for anyone who's not going to have the money and they're going to buy it. and then he said, how is Katie Dreyer going to find $400 to buy one?
Did I really say that? I didn't
you
say
did.
That.
You did.
Absolutely did. And it was funny. And I laughed as I choked because I'm sick. Yeah.
I feel for the person that uses that microphone tomorrow.
It's all right. It's Dennis Miller.
Oh, yeah. Good move then.
Dennis. So where the fuck was I? Oh, so yeah.
Jail.
I was talking about jail last night with a couple buddies. And
it was jail, not prison, right?
L.A. County Jail, which is worse than many prisons in the country, from what I hear. I have not.
I doubt it.
You weren't in there.
I know, but I doubt it.
You weren't in there.
Because when you go to prison, you're a new fish, and everyone wants to get to you, and you got to pick a guy.
That's what it was. I was called new fish.
Did someone put their pinky
Tyler,
in your back pocket?
Did I tell this fucking story ever here? Did I talk about dropping the soap?
You talked about the day where you were in jail, and then you got out, and the guy wanted to, like, fight you.
Yeah, but I actually talk about being in the jail, because I had forgotten. I think I'd repressed a lot of it, and I was talking about it last night. Mike, don't look at me, but I had a couple beers last night when I was telling stories.
Is this the point now, episode 156, where now we just make up stories? Is this what's happening?
Are you saying I'm making up the stories about drugs?
You're like,
yourself?
I've talked about being on jail, and I'll just make something up about
No, I just talked about the aftermath of jail, where I almost got killed, which is ironic, because as soon as I got out of jail, I almost got killed, and I was fine in jail.
Isn't jail like a holding place?
It's a place where they hold criminals so they can't harm society.
They let you out after like 8 hours. No, you're like, I was just trying to run this shit.
It's a holding facility for before you go to court, and then they move you to a prison, or they let you go.
Yeah, jail is for like usually anything under 12 months. Prison is like a year plus. Usually, that's how it was explained to me. But there are guys that are in jail for like a couple years if they have a long trial. Like,
do you think it would loosen the tension in there if you somehow kept a little get out of jail free card and presented it to them, like magic?
Presented it to who? Like the
guys in your cell? Just went, hold on before you guys fight.
Tried to trade it for cigarettes.
It's funny because they give you a little slip. It says why you're in there, and mine was for the pabbiest reason of all. It was for failures to appear. Which is really fucking embarrassing, right?
Remember when women wore slips under their dresses and stuff?
No, I don't remember.
It was like a mini dress that fit under your regular dress?
No, I think those were Mormons.
No. Yeah. Women wore these things.
And I was looking at the guys like around me, and it was like grand larceny and grand theft auto. And like and
stealing cable.
So I was fine when I was just in my regular street clothes, which actually they were my court clothes because I got thrown into jail straight out of court. So I
straight
looked like
out of court.
It looked like I was on my way to the Night of the Roxbury or something. I was like wearing a shiny fucking shirt. It was like the only nice clothes I had at the time. This is like 6-7 years ago.
The judge is always impressed when you wear a shiny shirt.
Shiny club shirt.
It was embarrassing. So I was couldn't be more happy when I got my county blues. But here's how they give you your county blues, Mike, because they put 30 guys in a cell of about 8x4. The cell is about 8x4. So it's impossible not to be touching people. And when you take off your clothes, you have to move appendages and stuff. So there was a lot of bumping, and I don't want to say grinding, but it was tough to get everyone's clothes off.
This is scaring the shit out of me.
So all of us, there's about 30, 35 of us in this tiny little cell, and we're all standing there completely naked now. And then they call us out like numbers one by one. I had a long fucking prison number, which I memorized, and I knew it for a while.
Did they throw that powder on you and squirt you off
the
hose?
No, they didn't de-louse me, but they do give you a chest x-rays. So then they have you going
out. How much were you hoping for some kind of chest issue right then?
No, I don't know what they do with that. It's not like they find out right then and there, I don't think.
Oh, they can look at an x-ray immediately and see if there's a problem.
Really?
Yeah, especially...
I don't know if they take you out of population if that happens. Do they?
Gen pop?
They probably would take you out of gen pop.
Do you think they give you a chest x-ray to see if you swallowed drugs?
Maybe. Could be why.
That's what their hands are for.
Okay, when I first got in there, like they have us in this... I got off the bus, they take us in, there's like... probably about 70 of us that are all getting off the bus and all process the beginning of the processing.
This is 7 years ago. You're working at Loveline at the time.
I'm always working.
Just going
at
to jail.
Yeah, first thing I did, the phone call I made was the guy that covers me for me at Loveline. I'm like, I just got a 15 day sentence. Can you cover for me as long as I need you?
And you were locked up for 15.
No,
days?
I got early release because the place is so overpopulated.
How much?
2.5 days. Like once I got.
Did you think the judge was actually going to sentence you to time, or did you think, like, nah, it won't actually happen?
Here's the thing, man. I got I had a really, really sleazy, shyster lawyer who apparently was supposed to make things just go away. All right.
Do you mind if I work this into the wedding?
Speaking of which, we got to talk about how that's going to work, because we're going to write out things that you're going to talk about.
Okay.
All right. We got a timeline. I felt like such a jerk when I was writing up the timeline. It's like 4:28. This will happen. 4:31.
I hope it's exactly.
This will happen.
No, I hope it's on time.
Here's the thing people don't realize. When you get a lawyer, like, they become you, and the court sends all of your shit straight to the lawyer. Now, if you have a shitty lawyer, which I did, he got $3,500. I got a...
From you or from the state?
From what?
Was it
no.
Was so it you spent $3,500 of vacation in jail for two
No, but the lawyer...
You couldn't say that. You couldn't say you can't afford it, and the state would appoint
Yeah, but
one.
I wanted to get... This guy, he came...
You want to get a good guy like this guy.
Yeah, he makes things go away. He's this guy. This guy's in jail right now, by the way. I should tell you that. My lawyer.
You don't need a criminal lawyer, Anderson.
So you made a poor choice. Your choice of lawyers is like my choice of car mechanics and dentists.
My best friend is a lawyer himself, and
I chose a lawyer by the beach.
And I asked him, like, if he had any good lawyers, and he's like, yeah, I know a guy. I've heard of this guy, and he's like, he makes things go away. I wish he had like a nickname, but he didn't, and I'm not going to use his real name.
Does he mean like he makes himself go away when he's in the joint?
He's in jail right now.
For what?
For some kind of scam that he got caught doing. I went to his office. It's like just outside of downtown LA in one of those old-timey lofts.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent down a homie to get me. Like, the guy had neck tattoos, completely like thick, stocky, and straight out of jail, this guy. And then he takes
straight
me
out
up
of jail.
To his to the penthouse where my lawyer was. I almost said his name just now. The lawyer is bald. He looks like a boss that you know of, Tyler. Kind of talk like that, too. And bald... And he gives me a tour of his office/home, because he lives up there as well. Great Dane wandering around. Three more stocky dudes with neck tattoos up there in this place. And he's got nothing but mafia movies laying around his TV set.
This is all
You're
bad.
Like, this is my guy.
And
this
he's got like,
bad. This is my guy.
I want a guy in a suit and a clean office.
Please tell me 30. He asked for his money in all cash.
No, but he asked for his money twice. And I sent him, all right, on top of the $3,500, then there was court fees or some bullshit, which is like $1,200. And then, like, 4 weeks later, I get another bill for $1,200, and it says, if you think this is a mistake, do not call, send the check. So it said. So I sent it to him, and I had no money. I mean, these are my student loans that I was giving this guy. And it was for, I'm embarrassed to even say it, but it was for Wet and Reckless. But here's what it was. I had just gotten a new car.
What's
Wet? I was on my way home from Loveline. I had had, like, maybe two, three beers over the course of 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I put, like, the highest octane gas in my car. And I was out in the valley. I was going over to my buddy's house at like 2:30 in the morning. And I'm like, let's see what this baby could do. So I opened it up, and a 35, I was going 88 when the cop pulled me over. And I blew like it was a .32 or something. But since I had alcohol in my system and I was going so fast, it was way below.
I think you mean .032?
.032.
.32.
It was way below
the
legal limit.
You're like an ox.
It was way below the legal limit.
Are oxes drunk?
Oh, all the time.
Oxes get drunk? Is that why oxtail soup's so good?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
Orcs don't drink, do they?
Orcs?
A fictional character from Lord of the Rings.
The guy had about 30 sunglasses and reading glasses all lined up perfectly on his desk. I didn't quite understand that. And then he shows me this painting of him where his head is exploding and like money and gold watches are coming out of it.
Jesus.
And he says, a famous artist painted this because he thought I was famous.
If I saw this guy in a TV show, he'd be my favorite person.
This guy was
ever.
The shit. He really was, even though he was stealing from me.
I was going to say he's like that lawyer in that Matt Damon Coppola movie where Matt Damon's
Rainmaker.
The new lawyer. Yeah, except for this guy sounds 50 times worse and 50 times more of a character than that guy.
He was one of those guys. I liked him, but I was really nervous around him, and I knew he was a terrible, terrible person. Like, if you were to go to hell, the hell would just be stocked with tons of these guys, and they'd be in charge.
Did he apologize?
Oh, fuck no. Hell no. No. So when you get a lawyer, like I was saying, like he becomes you. Like, he represents you. So the courts send all their shit to him. And what was happening is he was getting constant shit sent to him on my behalf saying, hey, Anderson's got to be at court. Like, this is the date. This is the time. Here's where he's got to be for this reason. And I call him up and I say, hey, everything going? He's good? He's like, yeah, you're about to be completely scot-free. Didn't tell me that I had to be in court 6 different times. Then he decides, I should tell him he has to be in court. So they didn't tell me about the 6 failures to appear. Oh, because I got pulled over. Cop said there was a $10,000 warrant, which is nothing. But he said there's a warrant, and he found weed in my car. I never even smoked weed, but some chick had put weed in an Altoid can in my center console. Coolest cop in the world. He's like, you got drugs in your car, and you have a warrant.
Why'd you let him search your car?
I don't know, because I didn't think anything was wrong.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Once
you got the warrant, he's like, I can take you to jail right now. Can you have anything?
Oh,
maybe
if you have a warrant, he can search your car.
So he told me that I could go home. And just call my lawyer. He's like, lawyers fuck up all the time. Just go home, call your lawyer. He could tell that I was telling the truth, I guess. It was really cool. So I call my lawyer, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know what? You do have to go to court. You don't have a warrant, though. No cop would ever let you off if you had a warrant. So I go to court, like, later that next week, And the judge is furious. And she's like, what's going on? And here's the thing. You're not allowed to fucking talk either if you have a lawyer. So the lawyer that my big lawyer sent down to represent me that day, she was an old Vegas showgirl from like the 60s. And now she is like 60. And she's like wearing a white dress with like pink pumps and her hair is still all big. But she's 60 years old. And she was a Vegas showgirl back in the 60s, still trying to be that girl.
Is she a real attorney?
Apparently. And she was representing me in court.
You can report him to the bar. I know it's late now.
Yeah, it's a little late now. Plus, it's a story.
And plus, you can tell the judge, my lawyer never informed me, and they'll postpone everything.
You could at least sue him and get that painting of his head exploding with
I never got an opportunity to expose him because I was like, the judge was like, why have you not been? Why has Mr. Cowan not been here for the last 6 months that he's supposed to be? And I start to talk. She's like, do not talk. You have representation. My lawyer, she says, I think Anderson is just in complete denial that any of this is happening, and he just doesn't want to deal with it. I'm like, what the? But I wasn't allowed to talk, and I started to talk again. She's like, I will give you contempt of court if you talk. I couldn't even tell my side of the story. It's fucking insane. So she sentenced me to 15 days, and I begged my lawyer, showgirl lady, to buy me a carton of smokes. And she's like, you're not allowed to smoke in there. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? I'm panicking about my nicotine habits. But and then jail happened. Yeah.
And okay. Now someone's marrying you.
I was just going to say that. Does Jillian know about this?
But I didn't do anything that wrong, really.
Yeah, I agree. But here's what I want to know, in all honesty.
And it did go, oh, here's another thing. Like, this is the kind of lawyer this guy was. Like, when they took my license away, they suspended my license for like 6 months. And he's like, we'll take care of that. And he did come through on some things. He's like, I need you to go to this DMV. And it's like one just outside of downtown LA. And he goes, go to window 5. Ask for Juan. And Juan will take care of you. I did that. I waited in line, waited for window 5. Went to window 5. I said, is Juan here? And they're like, hold on. Juan comes out. And I said, Ross Burton's there. Oh, my God. Cut it. I said his name.
I can't. It's out there.
God damn it. I guess it doesn't matter, right? Whatever.
He's in jail.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to know, though.
So and Juan came out, and he hooked me up. Why am I saying saying the guy's name?
I bet Juan's in jail, too.
Oh, my God. This is like federal offense shit, right?
Why? What?
It's a slip of
the DMV.
Tongue. Yeah. Well, Juan, he's jail.
Yeah, I'm sure his name wasn't Juan.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the other, his little cohorts at DMV thought it was Juan. When I asked for Juan, actually, well, it's not really Juan. I made Juan up just now.
What's his last name?
It might have been Juan, though. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. You're going to be trying to ask me questions.
I just thought of a good name for a kid.
We're the
Hispanic.
Opposite of those shows that black out the person who's in, like, change your voice or sound like brain. We're just like, we put extra bright lights on. I'm like, oh, they live here, by the way. There's the guy that killed Osama bin Laden.
In regards to your going to jail, was it the worst time of your life?
Yes, absolutely. The worst fucking
How did you
experience.
Sleep?
Did great. It. 2.5 days. I did not. At one point, I was able to lay down, stretch out underneath a bench in one of the cells. I was in 33 cells in 2.5 days. It was like, like 53 hours and 33 cells, something like that. They just keep moving. And each cell is either hot or freezing cold.
Did you become used to it? And
oh, no.
Or were you just trying to stay alive?
Just trying to stay.
You start working out in the yard?
No, I never got to go to the yard, unfortunately. I was only in the day room with actual Gen Pop for like maybe 6 hours.
Did you immediately fashion a shank out of something?
No, I did not have an opportunity to. There's so many goddamn stories out of this fucking 2.5 days. So,
did you get in a confrontation?
No.
Did you join a gang?
No. When I was on the bus, a guy was talking shit to me because it was when I still used to bleach my hair. So I like bleached hair, like white tips and like dark roots with my shiny shirt. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about, he was just doing typical rape shit. But yeah. I think he was just trying to fuck with me because he could tell that I was a little. But my whole thing was like, I've been through this before. This is like the third time I've been through LA County. This, I'd never been there at all. But I was just lying and telling people. Yeah. And also, everyone had like their little slips, which I just kept in my pocket until they took all my clothes. Now I have to hold it. So I'm terrified that someone's going to see failure to appear. When I've been telling everyone, inciting a riot was why I was in there.
You should have told everyone you robbed a beauty store to get that dye for your hair. I know what a good thing to say is. What are you in here for, Holmes? I killed some jail scum.
The Nazi guy who I ended up meeting, his name was Spider. Spider. He had Nazi. He had swastikas all over his body. He liked to guess what people were in for. So the Fresh Fish. Well, I was part of the Fresh Fish. Eight or so new guys that got thrown in there. He lined us up. And he's like, let me guess. You got in for a DUI. He points to like the older guy with the red nose. You got in. He points to this other guy. You got in for a stealing a car. He points to me and goes, you got in for dealing meth. I'm like, I'm still pissed about that. Like, why would he think that I was a meth dealer?
You know what I have trouble with? No. I don't like the new guys being called the new fish Fresh Fish because that sounds good.
Peckerwood.
Fresh Fish is better than you're a salt and sea fish.
The N-word was just being flung around. So the first holding tank that they put us in, They make you empty all your pockets into the middle. Now, there's this homeless guy who has been through this numerous times, but he's one of those aggressive homeless guys. Mm. I hate those. I like
I
the
saw
lethargic
him this morning blowing
guys.
His nose into nothing on Beverly. Just standing on the sidewalk, and I was like, I turned my stomach.
So everyone throws all their stuff, whatever's in their pocket, and there's all sorts of stuff. Once the pile has been
it's like,
created,
let's make a deal. Do you have a paperclip?
The homeless guy starts crawling and digging through it, and he's like finding all this stuff. And he's explaining to everyone how this could help you. And he's like, you got these. You might need some bandages in here. You never know. He's a white guy, by the way. I didn't want to sound like, but he's a white guy. And he grabs him like a chapstick. He's like, you can use this for beating off later. I'll never forget that. It was horrifying. I'm like, what the fuck?
Now every time you put chapstick on, you're
another
like,
man's chapstick's gonna help you beat off in jail, sir.
You gotta use the whole tube.
And he was telling us like he was the old sage. Like, I'm gonna train these new boys on how to be.
I'm sure the guys in the prison.
Some dirty old homeless man was like rolling around in all your balls.
Yeah, yeah. There was like fucking razors in there and stuff, like actual razor blades.
Why would they give you razor blades?
Shaving blades? No, they had us empty our pockets. That's when we were just put in there, right? So then they have us stand up and get in line, and I'm in between two homeless guys. Everyone in there is either a gangster, a homeless person, or a migrant worker.
Watch out for the homeless people gangsters.
Yeah, homeless gangsters are the worst.
I mean, it's so funny how like the Latino population was so split down the middle. It was like, older guys, you know, they're here illegally. They got picked up for gotten like drunk in public or something. And then there's the hardcore like, second generation guys.
They have nothing in common. They have nothing in common.
Guess how many Asians I saw on them?
Zero.
None.
Yeah.
Because they have them in separate population. Apparently.
Oh, really?
Apparently there's so much. I don't know. I still don't know why, but I didn't see one. I saw, you know, well over 1,000 dudes in there. Probably 2,000 dudes. Not one Asian.
Maybe it's like Shawshank and they got them all in the offices doing free math.
Free math?
Is that what happens?
They're doing math for the whatever the guy is that's in. I know it's not a warden.
So I'm standing in line. There's a homeless guy in front of me, a homeless guy behind me, and they both have the cough that I have right now, right? But it's a little worse. And
oh, yeah,
coughing.
A little tuberculosis going on your back.
Freaking out a little bit because I'm a bit of a germaphobe, and I'm realizing this is going to be the longest, however, 15 days I thought it was going to be at that time. And
this is making me ill thinking about being in there 15 days.
So I see this guy like up.
I don't even like being in my own apartment 15 days.
And he stumbles. He stumbles out of the line a little bit. And two of the cops, all the cops in there, super aggressive, super angry because like they're not on the street yet. They want to be on the street. It's like the worst. Most cops don't want to be in there doing this. It's like
no shit.
Yeah, it's like one of them. Usually they're newer cops too, so they're like, I got all the angst. You know what I mean? So. This guy stumbles out of line a little bit. Two cops all over him, smash him up against the wall. They're like, not beating him with closed fists, but they're roughing him up.
Yeah,
really
did they
good.
Put on gloves first?
And then they put, they all had latex gloves, if I recall. And then they put him in the back of the line. And I'm like, wow, that was kind of intense. That was like one of the first intense things I saw. I saw another guy get his head cracked open later. But
cracked open?
Cracked open. Blood everywhere. But
brain omelet.
I'm sitting there for another like 5 minutes goes by, and these two homeless guys are coughing on me. And I'm like, I got to make a decision here. Either I continue to get coughed on for God knows how long this line's going to be, or I take a light beating, like a dusting of beating, and get in a different part of the line. So
what
I
are
just
those homeless guys going to do? They have no protein in their system.
They're coughing on me. I don't want them to cough on me.
No, but you think they're going to try to fight you?
No, I don't want them to cough on me, Mike. I'm a jerk.
I know, but where's the light beating going to come from?
From the cops, because if you step out of line,
oh,
I just watched a guy get
got
beat.
It.
So I stepped out of line. And I took my beating.
The cops don't tell you.
Like a man.
Hey, we're going to give you a light beating.
No, I just saw a light beating go down.
Yeah, I know.
You've barely been in, and you're already trying to game the system and get beat on
purpose.
I
didn't want to have cough on me, and I checked my options, and the guy behind the very back of the line looks fairly clean. And I'm like, I can stand by that guy for the next hour if I have to. These homeless fucks with the beards are killing me.
Hey, you know this has happened, by the way. You know in prison how there's guards that develop relationships
nothing
with the prisoners?
Nothing but peanut butter, by the way. Nothing but peanut
really?
Butter.
Really? Was it good, though?
No, it was awful.
They didn't give me any toast to put it on? No jelly?
I think we might have got a piece of bread.
Mm, that's not too bad.
Peanut butter packet and a piece of bread.
But you know how in prison, like, there's certain guards that have been there, the old-timers, like 20, 30 years, and they've developed a rapport with the prisoners, and it's like
Mike,
a mutual...
Mike, are you basing all this completely off
yes.
movies?
Yes, I am.
This is completely for movies.
I am. But I'm sure it happens in real life, too.
You know how there's that criminal with a heart of
there's
gold?
There's no way you don't, because you want to stay alive. And when there is a prison riot, or when one of them gets the keys, like Houdini, you want to stay alive. Now, I'm sure there have been people that worked in prisons for almost their entire life, and right before they retire, just like in a movie, the new guy comes in and just shanks them.
You think so?
It's got to have happened, right? The wardens seem universally hated, but maybe not.
Mike, do all wardens look like...
They all wear suits.
Do they look like Gary Oldman to you? They all wear suits.
I just imagine that's
their
what
kids
it's really
all
like.
Live with them on the jail premises.
I imagine once you get over that initial hump of being raped,
and they
then
all
you're
say
in.
Things like "We do things differently
yeah.
here,
around here, boy."
Marshall Prison
Warden Bailey. Smith, I didn't do the crime. Here's the evidence, and he just throws it in the trash.
Mugwatch, 29 minutes on the first one ever, 34 minutes on the second one. Prices have not moved.
You might not like me, son, but you'll learn to respect
you'll
me.
You'll learn to respect me.
Yep.
Oh, it's like Warden Lines. Oh, this is a good game.
Warden Lines.
There are rules, and then there's my rules.
Yeah. Here's a Bible.
Ty, where how's the new job going?
Well, no, it's good. It's really good, actually.
I'm hanging out kind of in your arena tomorrow a little bit.
Really?
I'm going to be on the set of Community all day.
You are. That's not my arena. That's a Paramount.
I know, but you're in charge of things that have to do with Community, no?
So why don't you make that 20-mile drive and swing
related
by?
Related somewhat to it.
All right. That was a nice face you made just now. I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Hope I never see it again, though.
How security were you working?
Is Reggie double shifting?
What?
How's security?
You see Reggie
over there? How's security?
Yeah.
He wants to know.
Good that you have to do these little badges everywhere.
That's
I go.
What I mean. Like when I went to have lunch at CBS like a month ago, it was crazy security. And I was like, what's going on?
The
he
TV
said somebody brought a
they're
gun
really
in there.
Excited. Like people were excited to get on the set.
Oh, I saw the right by the parking structure today, they were blowing up. They were doing like pyrotechnics. It was awesome. They're like, roll camera, these giant flames for just in front of a big blue screen out in the middle of
what I think
the
is
parking
the,
lot.
What I think is the coolest thing in Paramount, they have a gigantic wall in the parking lot. And when they shoot ocean scenes and stuff, they flood the parking lot with water and they can get boats out there and they paint a sky on that wall and it looks incredible.
No, the sky is always painted on that wall. It's yeah, where they shot yeah. Truman Show, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I believe so.
No,
I think
you're talking about the Universal Studios.
No, Paramount.
No, the Paramount
right
has
when
a giant.
Pull in, right,
yeah.
Right behind the gate.
And they flood that. I was there one time when they flooded it and it looks like the ocean.
Mm-hmm. You know water. That the Colosseum in
yes.
Rome that they used to flood it and have like
yes.
battleship?
Yes, I brought that fights. Up on the show when Jennifer Lockett was here.
I don't listen to the show.
I neither. I wasn't listening to myself, but someone reminded me on Twitter that I did that.
Should we have Ms. Dowd on? Because I feel bad that we didn't hear much about her experience with the widow of.
Yeah.
Of not Nicaragua.
Hunter S. Thompson.
Christ. Like, I wanted to see John C. O'Reilly.
John.
He's still alive, people. Don't worry about that.
John
so why don't,
C. O'Reilly.
Lauren.
Can we,
Lauren
yeah, yeah, and let's take a call because now sure. another one's gone.
Yeah, why are people dropping off? Is the show that bad? What's going on? Freaking
people,
out.
Well, they either have to choose between their phone bill or saving money for these mugs. It's a dicey proposition.
Do you think people have those old phones from the 60s that are people don't have unlimited minutes?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Diana.
Diana, what's happening?
How are you?
I've got money for mugs and everything.
Diana, let me thank you for
your
taking us out
no
to brunch.
Your money's no good in here.
What?
Too bad, bitches.
Not what a warden would ever say, Tyler.
Yes,
I apologize for last week's show.
We have our own economy.
Diana took us out to
it's based
lunch.
On man.
Let's all talk at once. Hey, Lauren, come in here and start talking too.
Hey, last week's show was actually really enjoyable and relaxing, and I listened to it while I was down by the beach.
All those are not compliments, by the way.
Mm, they're not.
And it was really nice.
It was really interesting.
It was mellow.
Like the dead air and the topic-free zone.
I think we should try and do a very serious show one day. Just be exceptionally serious, but like not like in a parody way. We should just do it. Like just come in shitty moods and be, but not bitch about things. We should pretend like we're on a job interview or something for a full hour.
Okay.
Like
think we can do
accident.
That?
We need to have someone in here that intimidates us.
Can we do it for like 2 minutes right now?
It'll be called the team players.
All right, I don't really know how to do this, but I'm in.
So, Diana, what do you got?
Not much other than I liked last week's show.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
I missed.
We appreciate all our callers.
I'm sorry, what was that? I couldn't hear you.
I missed Shark Week.
Yeah, Shark Week, a couple weeks, you know what? You'll be getting more Shark Week next August, all right? Just around the corner.
Yeah.
I'm sure Shark Week's good, but not. I can't enjoy it while there's all this genocide going on around the planet.
Mike's already making a parody of it. Hold
Damn
on there, Dan. Hold on there,
that's what I do on job interviews.
You bring up genocide?
Never really have.
Hello,
one.
You're on the After Disaster. How are you?
You know, I've never filled out a job application.
More reason why people hate you. Things like this. Titled white man.
People hate me?
A couple people do. A couple. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey, can I tell you something? There's a ride at Disneyland that I haven't been on that you might be familiar with, and it's like the Astro ride where you drive around and shoot people with those fake guns. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, you're on the After Disaster.
People. Astro Blasters.
This one is in California Adventure, and you drive around in the cars and you shoot people, but the way the machine works,
hi, you're on the After Disaster.
You have to pump it up, and it's like in your crotch, so you're doing this to pump.
Yes, it's the
Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Mike, what?
I don't know if anyone knew
that's
that.
Been around for like 4 years.
I had never been on it.
It's awesome.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. I don't even have a call up, so that's not going to work. I was trying to be serious. Come on, let's be more serious.
I don't know how to do this game.
Yes, you can.
I was re-listening to the episode where you guys were really positive.
Don't listen to things. Oh, yeah, you were pissed. Yeah.
Did it inspire you?
It was a good time to listen back to.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster.
Thoroughly enjoying it.
That was some bad acting, by the way.
What happened with the calls?
I don't know. It's one.
Can Lauren Dowd not hear? Can Lauren Dowd not hear?
What?
Because we've invited her in.
She's being weird and not wanting to go in.
All right, if she doesn't want to come in with her chicken picture, fine. Okay. Sorry.
I think she's traumatized.
She doesn't want to come in. She doesn't have to come in. Yeah.
No, she apparently didn't hear. I don't know. I don't know what's happening in here.
Lauren, you're not traumatized, are you?
I am not.
Okay, good. You're going to have to sit there where Simone sits, usually, on the pre-show, and plug yourself in, because she likes to unplug the front of some strange odd.
Turn it up really loud. Like,
don't turn it up really loud.
Please, mine?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Marcus, where the fuck have you happening? Been, my friend? Welcome.
NASCAR season is on its way.
What's that?
NASCAR season is here.
Uh-huh. How have things been, man? I thought you fell out of love. I thought you hated us.
I stopped listening to them.
I'm sorry?
I stopped listening to them.
To who?
My microphone stopped working.
No idea what you're saying.
Listening to your microphone?
You stop
listening. I forgot to plug in my headphones.
I have no fucking idea what's going on. Is he having a Howard Cosell moment? What's going on? Hey, Marcus.
I'm sorry, it's not Marcus.
Is this you son of a
God damn it.
Yep. You sounded so much like him. Marcus hates us.
We would hang up on you, except for we're having a shortage of calls.
What the fuck? Who is this?
Right, Mike. I like Mike.
Why did we lose Diana?
You sound very good. I put her on hold for a second. You sounded just like him. You killed a fake Marcus.
Thank you. It's not that hard.
All right, man. What's up? Serious time. What's going on?
I was wondering if Mike changed all his passwords.
To what?
That's a creepy question.
I was listening to an old episode about Man Bear Pig, and Mike said that his password was something of the like, and that he was going to change all his passwords.
Does that make any sense to you?
I can see and I think
I know what his password might be.
Tell me what you think it is.
I think it's Chupacabra.
Some of them are. Not anymore, but yeah.
What?
It was.
What?
How'd you know that, by the way?
Because you talk
about talking about Chupacabra.
Yeah. No, it's not anymore, but yeah. One of them was.
Damn it.
I'm like, I got to go change my passwords again. No, you know what happened was I used that one for so long and that it wasn't accepted when I would forget it. And believe me, I did forget it.
How to spell it?
No, I forgot the password and I was freaking out because most of them were Chupacabra 1.
I erased my mom's entire iPhone this weekend.
Yeah?
Or a couple days ago. Yeah, everything for the last 3 years. By mistake. I plugged it into her new computer to sync it, and it immediately just fried it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, do you want to update it? It will erase all your shit. I'm like, no, don't do that. Backup.
That's okay, the only benefit I can see to that cloud storage, because it'll keep everything up there.
All right, fake Marcus, thanks, man, for guessing.
Thanks for fooling us.
All right, talk to you guys later.
No, that's all right.
Tyler has a better Marcus.
Lauren, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm fine. I'm feeling all right. We're feeling awesome. Good. What's going on? You're leaving forever tomorrow?
2 days.
You're leaving for 2 days?
And then I'm going to Oregon.
I heard 6 months. That's what I heard.
No.
No. I heard that you have to come
in. No, she's leaving forever.
You're dying to leave, and you're going to be going somewhere forever.
I'm not dying to leave.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to school in Oregon.
Okay, so forever. It is forever, kind of. Where are you going to school?
Sort of.
Go Ducks?
Oregon State.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The Ducks. Look at
beavers.
That.
No, Beavers.
I don't
beavers.
Know shit about college. How are you?
It's the Beavers.
Yeah. Oregon right? State is the Ducks.
No,
that's where you're
Oregon
going.
Oregon is the Ducks.
University.
College is so
Ducks.
Goddamn confusing just figuring out the different shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
That's why I didn't go, man.
I went to college. Oh, you didn't go to college.
Me too.
Hey, I'm the only college graduate here, huh?
And yeah, you're the only one in jail.
You're the only ones that's
your degree won't do you much in here, sonny boy.
Diana, you want more jail stories later?
Please.
Do you enjoy the jail stories, and are you just saying that?
I always enjoy jail stories. What?
Diana, thank you for brunch, by the way.
Oh, no trouble, Bubble.
That was fun.
That was totally fun.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What the fuck's going on here? What happened?
Why are they both serious? Saying that was fun?
What? Why are you guys going to brunch?
Yeah, it was.
Diana took us to brunch.
Yeah.
Are you guys both early morning risers, or you just happen to be?
No, it was brunch.
It was 12. Yeah,
yeah, it was 12.
It's a good time.
12 is too late for brunch. That's lunch, guys. Let's be honest here.
I had a waffle.
Go by the rules.
11:30 is the latest you could have brunch.
Where were
I'm
you?
Really jealous. I wish I had the waffle.
We're
one of Diana's restaurants.
God, that sounds how'd you guys really
coordinate
naughty.
This? How'd you coordinate?
I literally just wanted the waffle, as in the waffle, as in the food.
I don't know what's going on.
What? Now, Diana,
are you broken as well, Diana?
Special moment.
No.
Senior moments.
What the fuck? All right, so you guys all together got together out of Tam O'Shanter.
Yes.
Yeah, we
was
did.
Was it after a long night?
No,
I don't
it
think
was
so.
12.
12.
Yeah. My night was fine.
Diana, why was I invited to the soiree?
You know what? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
Would you have gone?
Fuck no, but it's the point, you know?
It's a thought.
It's the thought that counts. So,
well, I'm inviting you guys all to Disneyland tomorrow.
Can't make it.
Yeah,
Hunter S. Thompson's ex-wife, like you hang out with her, right?
His
widow.
I work for her,
his
yeah.
widow, yeah. You work with her. And now I was really, really disappointed with myself after last show that you were on because we didn't talk about it at all. And then I heard you talking about it off-air in there. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's like the most interesting thing on the show, but it wasn't on the show.
It's pretty interesting.
So tell us some about what's going on over there. It's like still the exact same as when he lived there, right? At least one of the rooms.
Everything's exactly the same. It's very interesting.
For those of you, and there might be a couple of you that don't know Hunter S. Thompson. I have a magnet of him on my fridge advocating drugs.
He can't stop here. This is backcountry.
Yeah. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. His most famous book, I would say. He's got plenty of great works, as well as some great documentaries about him. That one with Johnny Depp. So anyways. Is this all leading up to you meeting Johnny Depp? Is that where you're trying to get to?
No.
Because you're probably going to eventually if you hang around long enough.
You think he's still Johnny Depp's still cruising up there?
Yeah,
even
isn't he still
the
friends
guy
with
is
her,
dead?
The ex-wife?
Yeah.
I mean, the
he
widow?
Has a room at the house.
Yeah, there you go. Mm. There you go. Johnny Depp also been in jail.
Isn't the wife like 20?
She's 38. 30. Yeah,
the story, though, of how she met her is kind of like just totally by chance.
It's totally random.
How was it? We were jogging?
It was, no, she put an ad in the paper. We go to Colorado every summer, and there was an ad in the paper for a wanted peacock, and we randomly had one show up on our porch. So
how do you guys go to Colorado when you're all on welfare?
Where do you live?
In Colorado?
No. Well, is that where the peacock showed up on your?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What are you doing out here? Why are you going to Oregon, Colorado, and
Colorado's
California?
For vacation. Okay. It's just fun. And we're like, oh, we have this random peacock that showed up on our porch. And she came by, and my mom totally offered me up for a job. And she's like, she'll work for you, whatever you want. Thinking it was
and
a
then
farm.
She's like, God, I hope she doesn't own a brothel.
Thinking what? It was a farm, and I could tend to like the garden and the animals. And she's like, yeah, I have editing and like research and writing you can do. And I ended up working.
So you thought you were going to be a farmhand, and you ended up working as like an assistant to Mrs. S. What does she go by?
Mrs. S.
Mrs. S. Thompson.
Her name's Anita. She just goes by Anita.
Anita?
Yeah.
She's 38. That's and how old was Mr. Thompson when he died?
Mr. S.
Can I say it doesn't sound like the same guy when you refer to him as Mr. Thompson?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty
sweet. I think he was 65 when he died.
Really? Was he that old? He's getting up there, I guess. He died tragically with a gunshot wound to the head.
Yeah.
Yep.
Still hasn't been quite... I mean, maybe the family knows, but there's still a lot of speculation.
Ceiling.
What? The bullet's still up there? You'd think they'd take it for ballistics.
No.
There was somewhat
still up
of
there.
A...
Well,
not in Colorado. That's not how they do it. We do things a little differently up here.
Wait, is it in Colorado? I missed
yeah.
that part.
It's so in Woody Creek, Colorado.
And so when you go on vacation, you work?
Yeah.
That's weird. That's odd. You realize that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's cool because, like, what if you got to work with Kostowski?
Yeah.
Or
Cousteau.
Well, it's fun work.
You did work for Cousteau.
I got to bring that picture of me, Jacques Cousteau.
That's a good
one. And I was on.
I got to see it, man.
Heavy speed when that picture was taken.
When you told me you worked for Jacques Cousteau, I thought that was one of the most amazing things I've ever heard.
It was pretty sweet. And I dove with his son on multiple times. What are we doing? I'm talking about myself now. So
you guys just wear little Speedos, little French Speedos?
We absolutely did.
Love it.
Not.
No, but that's pretty damn good. That's like dropping like, oh, I was over at the Sinatra's house.
You know what's sad is most people, do you know who Jacques Cousteau is? Yeah,
no,
see, this is what happens now. It's not impressive anymore. Isn't that fucking sad?
That's
Jacques Cousteau is the most famous pirate.
Wow, now I feel old.
Jacques Cousteau is the most famous. What is he? A sea?
He's just an aquatic. I have video. I could be killed if he was still powerful and almighty. I actually have video. Might be one of the only
with
videos
him fucking
left.
A fish?
Almost, man. Blowing up coral and harpooning and killing a baby whale. I got video of it.
Oh, my God. But he in the 70s, he was unbelievable. Everybody knew his name. He was a household name, and he had a show on once a week, and it was Jacques Cousteau's Undersea something, and it was fascinating.
Under the sea.
And all he did was go drive around in a boat and float around in a boat, I guess it's called.
And be French.
He was like one of the first guys to, like U.S. Divers is a bunch of the scuba diving stuff, and he was one of the founding members of that. He's one of the first guys to go under the water. Actually, I had a great conversation about Jacques Cousteau with Lemmy. From a Motorhead, and he was explaining to me
you want to talk about joke.
He's like, you know, that guy didn't. He didn't do any of that. He's like, he probably like three or four guys went before him and died, and he's just the first one to live. He's like one of the first scuba divers ever, and he just takes the credit because
he's the Lawrence Welk of ocean shows.
way to bring it up so that people can see. The point is, she's too young to know Jacques Cousteau, so you go back to the 30s.
Lawrence Welk had a TV show called the Lawrence Welk Show on Sunday nights, and it. We used to watch it all the time with our babysitters, and we loved it. And it was basically a big band, and they would play standards, and Lawrence Welk would conduct. And it was very wholesome and very clean. And then they had the Lawrence Welk dancers that were like...
Mike, do you know how shitty this sounds?
Older. It was the worst thing ever, but as a kid, when you start watching it, you become accustomed to it, and you start to love it. But these women would come out in these like evening gowns, and they would dance to the music. And it wasn't like crazy dancing. The camera would just pan around, and couples were out there dancing, like elderly couples.
Do you watch SNL?
Me?
Ever? Yeah.
Once in a while.
You ever
often.
Seen the one with Kirsten Wiig? She has a little hands and there's bubbles. No?
I've seen the little hands.
You have seen the little hands?
Times.
That's always a Lawrence Welk ripoff. So that show that she's on, and it's always like her and like other girls, and then the one guy being Lawrence Welk. That's
I forgot
Lawrence
about
Welk
the
show.
Bubbles. There are always bubbles floating across the stage.
you know.
So the bullet's still on the ceiling?
Yes.
Is any of his writing still hanging around? Like unfinished stuff?
There's posters and letters all over the walls. Like, the walls, you can't even see them because they're covered in stuff.
And now, isn't she dating somebody? Like, am I allowed to say that?
I don't know.
All right, I won't say that. It's kind of weird, though. Cause
she's dating your lawyer?
dating my lawyer.
After he got out of the joint.
So, we're all naked in the cell. There's 33 of us, and they start calling our numbers out one by one.
How hard are you trying to not get a boner?
So they call my driver.
Right
so
now weird. Or back then?
And like, I don't even care really that I'm naked, even though I'm never the naked guy. Like, I never got naked at school. I mean, very few people have seen me naked.
Were you the guy going, take a picture, it'll last longer?
I'm just holding on my little slip that says failures to appear, terrified that someone's going
to
see
to
it.
You have failures to appear tattooed on your penis?
My little slip. Oh, okay. So I walk out, and cops are standing there, and they're throwing us our county blues and our towel and our soap. And
is it a general size, or they size you up and give you the size
sized.
That fits?
They sized.
Mine fit? Could I get a 42 long,
it was
please?
So nice. It was so such a, to get out of those goddamn clothes after like 24 hours of sleeping or trying to sleep on the floor and just going from one booth to the next and one cell. It was so awful. So it was so great to go to those kind of blues. They felt nice. I'm sure that they're awful, but they're pretty much like scrubs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking out, and they throw me this stuff, and I catch it, and then one cop throws me the soap, and he makes it kind of go high, so I'm completely naked, jumping in the air for my goddamn soap.
Do you think he
soap.
Did that intentionally?
Probably. Fuck with the white guy? Yeah. Probably.
Oh, because he wasn't white?
Oh, he was white. He was white. So I'm jumping in the air, completely naked, and I drop it, and as I'm reaching down to pick it up, I'm thinking, I fucking dropped the soap in jail. I actually did it. I actually did that fucking age-old joke.
Happened.
Don't goddamn drop the soap, and it happened. But let me tell you, there was no raping going on. It was one of the greatest showers of my entire life. God, it was good to take that shower because it was like the first comfort of the entire experience.
Was it warm?
It was nice and warm.
I'm sorry, what?
It was very warm, yeah.
Were you alone in the shower?
No, Mike. All of the people that were in that little cell with me were all in there showering. But we each got our own nozzles. So we had to share nozzles.
Let me just say for the record, I hope to God I never get thrown in jail and I never have to be naked around a bunch of dudes and I never take a shower with other dudes.
I was worried to get pulled over like one of those days when you're drinking out of the back of your car and you'd have to go through something similar to this. And
could have happened.
The nice, I've been in jail happened. Three times. The nicest time I was ever in jail, that night I did sleep, but I was using my shoes without the laces
for
a pillow, yeah. And that was my nicest jail experience.
I think it's odd that they take your laces. I understand why, but it's odd that they expect you to walk around in shoes without laces.
No, there's not much walking. You're just kind of sitting there in the fucking cell. You know what's really depressing is I've been in three jails now.
The whole story?
ever. I should say I've been in three jails in my life. Not now. Like, I feel like I'm
am
like,
I some kind
so
of a
far.
Am I doing something immoral by doing your wedding, by performing your wedding?
Why? No, I've been in jail for like ridiculous reasons. One was because they said
after this I'm going to go marry a rapist.
One was because they said I was smoking weed, but I was smoking a cigarette, so I got irate with the security guards, and then they all jumped on top of me, and then I got helped up off the ground.
Were you naked?
No, this is up in Ventura. Ventura's got like one of the most fascist Ventura Theater. You ever been up there?
No.
Fascist. It's awful.
Is it good? Is that theater good though?
Fuck, we'll never go back.
Yeah. They always have shows I want to see, like Lyle Lovett and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, they go to LA too. If the show's going to be there, it's going to be in LA.
Yeah, but is it nice?
Yeah, it's all right, but don't go there. It's terrible. Fuck them. Mm. Awful, awful people. I've heard terrible stories of people getting fucked with down there. Anyways, more about Lauren Dowd and why she's here and what's going on.
Mm-hmm. As long as you come in, do your time, don't make any trouble for anybody, we'll get along.
We
just
do things
fine.
Different around the after disaster.
Where are the chickens? And why do you have so many?
You only got one.
Is that
you
a
have
baby
more?
Chicken?
I have 10.
Oh, you should have brought
about
more.
10.
She's got a ton of chickens. How do you guys know that? You guys go to brunch together. How do you not know about the chickens? Multiple.
We were both invited. We didn't go together.
Oh my God! What the fuck, Diana? You actually called them up and invited them?
Yeah, of course.
How do you feel about this,
Diana? You see, here, Diana, we have an issue.
We do brunch around here different. We bring all the people.
Okay, here's what we need to do. So people on the message boards are asking for Lauren. I don't want it to sound creepy, but you know, you're a listener. People know you, and. Mm-hmm. You're not on camera, so either Tyler can adjust it or I can switch mics.
No,
out.
I'll switch seats. I'll switch seats.
Mine. I don't like being on camera much.
I don't
I'm
either.
I'm not enjoying it.
Wait, which way?
There's only 13 Here's minutes left for the mug.
That was good. Here. Tyler, I missed the old Tyler. When are we going to get the old Tyler back?
There's only 13 minutes for the mug.
Here, you can scoot over this way, and I'll move over this way.
Can I see and mess this up?
Are we recording this episode anyway?
I don't know. Okay.
Is this going to be gone? Is
a little more.
The video?
Camera, and I'll sit over here because I don't care about
no,
being
it's not
on
recording.
Camera either.
Is it recording to a server somewhere? I mean,
no one's even listening to this.
That's not true.
Sorry about all my junk in front of you.
Oh, there's
that
Lauren.
Sounded really
Lauren's,
sexual.
Lauren's
sorry
the
about all my junk in front of you.
Tyler, we gotta light you better, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I know. Now you guys look all like nice in there and stuff.
What the love line thing? What the fuck? There's a giant one.
Oh, there's one behind me, too. I love that it's 1:20 and now we're fixing the studio up.
It's fine. We'll edit it in post.
Okay. I'm going to break down the studio because I'm lazy. I don't want to do it. So you guys talk.
This is all a right. bad idea.
This is a terrible. Why are you doing this job now?
Because I want to get out of here in a decent hour.
All right. Well, I'm going to go start my car then.
Now what?
Remember in the 70s when people would leave their cars running?
No.
What? No. Was that after they watched the Lawrence Welk show?
No, when I was a kid, my dad would go out. We were going somewhere, and he'd go start the car, and it's in the driveway for 10 minutes running.
Well, yeah, if you live, like, back east.
Does this ring a bell with any of you kids? There was a point in time where all the people speculated. This was aside from the jetpacks. Like, we're going to all have jetpacks someday, and it became common knowledge. But there was also this rumor that we're all going to have pills that we take. That's a whole meal and a pill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How retarded was that?
Green.
Like, one of the great joys in life is eating, but we're gonna bypass it with a friggin' pill.
And my favorite part was, like, it wasn't just a pill that you would take. Like, it was, you got to pick which meal
flavor
it was.
Yeah,
like, you
turkey.
Can have like a turkey pill if you want. It's always turkey.
And like in movies, people are like, I can taste the mashed potatoes. Well, delicious. Cherry cobbler.
What happened was, Mike, why is it terrible now?
Mine?
Yeah, it was, it sounded very distorted.
What if they had pills for sex? You could just bypass the whole sex issue.
There's only 6 minutes left.
Just take it.
The mugs.
All right. Let's get this baby to $500.
I'm surprised you haven't bought them all out of guilt.
I have a lot of guilt, and I'm being very sincere when I say I'm going to send the purchases of the mugs
Stop
something
it.
Extra. I don't
Stop
know what.
It.
You guys can tell me what you want. I don't know what to do.
No, here's the problem with that, Mike. It's the people who spent all this money. You guys are crazy, by the way. But the people who win these mugs for like $150, whatever they end up being at, they're going to want the mugs. And if they're going to wait on you to find something to send them, they're going
to
be the fucking troops.
That's why they need
who
to
have
ask.
Nothing.
They need to ask.
Because the troops have gotten nothing from us because we're terrible. We're terrible people.
What is that $4.39?
What?
What
the fuck, man?
Is that where we're at right now with what we're earning on these mugs?
Total for all four of them, yeah. I didn't even know where you were.
$39.
Well, there's four mugs, Mike. It's not like for one mug. It's for four mugs.
You could buy like 150 mugs with that.
There's a fifth one, too, and Jillian actually wrote on the fifth one.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Bonus mug. Mm-hmm. Can you get her to do something?
I didn't sign off on that.
I don't know, neither did I. She just started doing it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Should we give these mugs to a real artist to touch up?
No! They're buying the mugs. They would be pissed, probably. Like, that's not the mug I bought. To touch up
should
by an
artist?
Should
we fill these mugs with some very expensive booze?
Oh, my God.
That's all we need is some 15-year-old to buy a mug filled with booze.
And we'll just do a disclaimer that Mike doesn't
get
any of
the
money.
We could get some coverage.
Right, Mike gets none of the money.
There's a little,
oh, guys, we should pretend
that cocaine in the mug.
We should have found a black Volvo like the one that was driving around throwing money out the window and driven to the same kind of area and started throwing out a little white piece of paper that said theafterdisaster.com all over them. People would have thought that we were the bank robbers.
Because someone runs down the street and gets hit by another car.
I have a stitch in my mouth and I don't like it.
You still have it?
Yes.
Is it one of the ones that's going to melt or do you have to go get it removed?
It's supposed to melt, but it's been a week and my dentist looked at it today. He said everything looked good. And he's like, the stitch is still back there. Should be melted by now, but it hasn't dissolved yet. I'll let it come out on its own.
Are you drinking like hot liquids trying to melt it?
I'm drinking beers. I'm smoking cigarettes. I'm acting like I'm normal, but I'm not, and it's killing me.
Maybe hot tea will do it.
I've been drinking hot tea, a lot of it.
Why don't you just take some pliers and go in there and cut those babies?
So there's this one guy in line, white kid, long hair. In
I already don't like him.
And he's going on and on. He's like asking me what time it is. And I'm telling him like I've been in there three times. Now, like, the whole thing is you have to lie and make it seem. Like, you cannot say, I'm in here for failures to appear. I've never been in jail
and
before.
You're shaking.
Yeah, that would be awful. My film strip tattoo got me a lot of miles because guys are like, what
snake.
The fuck, man? Is that a snake? I told you about the one. I must have told this part where like I was about to get rolled and the guy's like, hey, is that a snake on your arm? And I'm like, fuck no, it's not a snake. Why the fuck would I have a snake on my arm? I was like pissed and I knew I was getting rolled, so I didn't care. And he's like, because I got a snake on my arm, man. I turn around and it's this huge Mexican dude with a fucking snake on his arm. I'm like, shit.
Yeah, kid's a snake.
I'm like, yeah, yours is cool though, man. Yeah. This looks good.
My guy fucked up and made it a film strip.
He forgot the head. But this white guy, he's explaining to me that he hates, of all the county jails he's been in, L.A. County's the worst. And he swears to God when he gets out, he's going to move to a different county so he never has to do L.A. County again.
There's no, there's no other solution to resolve that.
Dude, that's kind of, if you're shopping around to move so that you can go through, get processed at your local county jail smoother, that's a problem. He's like, yeah, it probably is, huh? It never even occurred to him until I said it out loud.
Jim Carroll, who was an author and had a band called the Jim Carroll Band, he wrote 42 Basketball Diaries.
42 women that he banged.
But I was talking to him about
right?
What is he? No, I
don't know. These are people that died. I always get those songs
confused.
Yeah,
that's a great song.
People that died and chicks that he banged. I think it's two different people, but they're similar.
Well, he lived with Patti Smith
about?
And Robert Mapplethorpe. But he's kind of a New York legend. And
you know that song where he like talks out the girl's names and like this and Mary and she was like crazy and she
oh
was,
yeah.
And then these are people that died and he names all these people that died. Similar songs.
He wrote Basketball Diaries.
Yeah, yes. When he was like 15 years old. But he
that inspired Columbine.
He and I were driving around one day and I said, "What do you do?" Oh, he's talking about the girl that he broke up with. He was way too young for him and she was a VJ on MTV.
Mike was like, "I can relate to this."
2 minutes left with the mugs. Mug wash. 2 minutes.
So he said, "I said, what do you do when you break up with someone?" He goes, "I move." I'm like, really? He goes, every time. He goes, I get a new apartment. I move.
He moves after what?
After he breaks up with someone. He doesn't.
Really?
He doesn't have the guts to confront them, so he just moves.
That's a Carano move if I've ever heard one. Is that not a Carano move?
If I could afford it, absolutely.
I told you he looks up to this guy.
In fact, if I could afford it, I'd get rid of everything I owned the minute any kind of anything happened with it. If somebody flipped me off because I cut them off and they were a neighbor I recognized, I'd go buy another car.
I think something's going to happen in the last like 10 seconds with this
Home Eat Zion is in the lead right now.
It's been at 135.15 for too long.
I wish any of us could do that auctioneer voice or the race, the track. Maybe Lauren can do it because her dad works at the track.
I like how these people have never like bought very. Oh, Home Eat Zion's got a couple that he's winning. Home Eat Zion.
Hey, is that a snake?
He's only bought two things successfully on eBay. Then the person who's winning the most coveted of the mug so far, the Burt Reynolds mug, 2 of 5, is being won by T Primetime or something like PPT or Tim. I don't read well. 2012. Never bought a single thing on eBay, so I don't know if we'll ever get anything out of that guy.
What if we're so vindictive we track him down? We show up at his house.
And let's see. I think the first one might be officially
sold. Yeah, it's
sold.
Us, asshole. You lost $125.
Still in it.
151. It went up. 151. Oh, they're both up
this
to 150.
Making me nervous.
Oh, someone did drop in. But if someone's going to have a snipe set for like $275.
No, they're not. Yep. You know some rich person who's lazy and asleep right now does have some high. Actually, no, because they'd
some
be the highest.
Rich person is lazy to sleep.
Smoking his pipe right now, reading a book in his fucking
No, he's asleep.
Robe.
He's dreaming of drinking red wine.
You know what you could do is we could have jacked these prices up by bidding on our own stuff early on.
Wait, first you want to send them out to professional artists to touch up, and now you want us to drive the prices up more.
Now I want to fucking get these mugs up to $500.
All right, this is fun. It's a good time.
27 seconds.
I promise that we are going to give the money back to the community.
What?
Yeah.
By buying things. We're going to stimulate the economy. Yeah.
We are going to use this money to invest in t-shirts.
And
the
people who...
Mike's going to
use... Oh my God, this could be our Hawaii
Mike's going to use this money to buy more cameras that he already has.
You know what's really sad?
We could...
Is you know that at least one of these mugs is going to end up like in a box somewhere like 10 years from now. Where is this mug going to be? And they're going to be looking at it and they're going to be like,
And someone's going to open that box and just take it over the trash and drop it.
After this episode, we can just never do an episode again.
Ooh, the high bidder.
151. 50.
But look who it is. Community Stamp Shop.
What?
What the fuck?
What is that?
2200. They're a red star. That means that they do a lot of business on eBay, and their name is Community Stamp Shop.
Maybe they think we might somehow do something with this show, and they're going to have an original mug.
What? Community Stamp Shop.
What are you talking
They're like, about? These guys are good. They have to get some kind of a national show, and then I'll sell this mug for.
Well, congratulations, Community
bucks.
Stamp Shop. if you think you're gonna pay us in the form of stamps, you're wrong. We don't accept stamps.
I don't know, man.
Unless it's
we should take a look at those stamps.
A 1860s Benjamin Franklin Z grid. I'd take one of those. Those are worth a million.
I will go for $150 in regular stamps because we could use those.
Maybe it's like a museum at a college radio.
Maybe
show.
It's the Marconi Radio Institute.
Maybe it's the Museum of Shit. And they're gonna put our mug in there.
Oh no. Okay.
It's sad when it's down to three now.
Is it sad, Mike?
Yeah. We gotta get more shit on eBay right now. Can you put this camera on there?
What? You wanna put the camera on there?
Okay. Something's sticky on here.
I think the show's over, right? The worst show we've done in a
while? I think we've hit on something. Every week now we just throw things up and then we see them on eBay.
So the shower was great, and then I finally
get
housed.
We each bring a thing in every week to auction off.
All right.
A couple hours later, I'm finally getting put
just
in Gen
from
Pop.
Our house.
And they break us down into Latinos, whites, and blacks. And I know there was two little dudes that were kind of following me around the entire time.
We kept
being in different groups of people, and there was these two guys that were like,
they
were Mexican.
He, she's.
They didn't speak English. I don't know why, but they decided to stay on the white side. They said they were white, and I remember the white peckerwood going, "You guys aren't white." And they're like, "Yeah, we're white." I don't know why they wanted to be on the white side. It was fucking weird. So then I get a little tour.
You want to be on the white side?
When I first get in there, I get a little tour of how things are broken down. Like, this is where the newspaper's over here, and you know, you get a mat. Where's your mattress? The guy's like, "Where the fuck's your mattress?" And then he sees a black guy on the mattress. He's like, "Hey, enter." He starts yelling at the guy. He's like, "Get the fuck off that mattress." I'm like, "No, it's okay. He can have the mattress. That's cool. Stop using the N-word. What the fuck?" But I couldn't say any of that. I'm just standing there going, "Holy shit, this is like just like the movie."
I don't
just
like that he used the N-word.
I don't like that he said enter.
That's way worse.
It's
than
not way worse. No, it is
oh,
not.
Yeah.
I've never heard that in my life.
The olden days, I would have
like
been
saying,
able to
get off the mattress, you dirty.
So I told him he could have his money. I'm like, I'm not planning on sticking around. Because at this point, I had heard that you get rolled really, really easy if you don't have a bunch of priors. And they're like, you're barely going to be here for 2 days. So I was like, I'm not going to need the mattress. You can keep it. So then the white guys have a little powwow with us. They explain us how things go. And then they tell us that we're going to meet Spider later, but we have to take showers right now. And I'm saying, hey, man, I just took a shower like 2 hours ago. I don't need to take another shower. I don't want to take another shower. They're like, take a fucking shower. And I was like getting scared at this point, but pissed too because I didn't want to take another shower. And so I started to talk back. I'm like, Anderson, just fucking shut up. What are you going to do? That was my biggest fear. I was going to get in a fight in there and then be in there for like 6 months. You know what I mean? And have like... I've heard stories like that where people get put in for like 2 days.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then they get in fights and then they're in there for life.
That's a Mexican jail, though. My second biggest fear would be bed bugs on that filthy, gross mattress.
So they had us all take showers, all the new fresh fish. We all took showers and.
Did they give you deodorant?
No, flop on the ground. Like
I realized why
they
wanted
any powder
us.
For your balls.
No, they did not. Didn't give us anything like that.
Right. Then I like my
bathroom.
They
gave us flip flops. They made us wear flip flops because they didn't want any athlete's foot.
Were they these kind of flip flops?
No, they were not the $150 flip flops.
So. $160.
You're such an ass.
Wow, more expensive than these mugs.
Yeah.
You know I'll what? Sell you these fucking flip flops.
You should
on
put
eBay.
A flip flop in each.
They get to like $700.
Oh, less than a minute to go. So
which
far.
Would be disgusting.
It's 15 seconds to go. What do you
well,
mean?
Well, I don't have the second thing on my.
This is like a NASA countdown.
Fancy.
It's even more tense.
So I'm taking a shower, and then I realized they're watching us. The whole point was that they had to see if we had any gang tattoos. So they're checking our markings, pretty much.
Yeah.
And they wanted to humiliate us, I'm sure.
And you're so part of the film gang?
I took a shower. Part of the film gang.
150.
150. That means the first one. I'm glad that the first one was the highest seller, because that is the first.
Yeah.
There's only one one.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds was number second.
How do you know it was the first? It was just the first one you listed.
Well, it's the first one that
you put
sold.
On eBay.
It's the first one ever. It is the original. First of all.
Right, so I am going to send these people something. You need to tell me what you want.
Stop it.
At the very least,
tell me
and
what
this
you
sounds
want.
Pretentious, I will call you from a payphone and chat with you for 15 minutes.
How big of you? It won't be 15 minutes, guys. It'll be more like an hour and a half, and you'll hear every fucking one of his problems. And it'll all be shit that you've heard on the show before.
I'm going to wipe that payphone down with alcohol first.
Just so you can have a little snifter.
I come in the next day with all these fucking cold sores. I talked on the payphone.
All right. Is that it? Is that the show?
I don't know. Let's go back to Diana and see if she has anything to contribute.
Diana, you got some good news for you. Lauren Dowd and Mike Carano are both sitting here, so if you have any other places you'd like to invite them, they're available to be invited. At this
to
point.
The moon!
Do you want to...
It doesn't... Really.
What?
Not really.
Ooh!
That'd be do you want to go good. To Lowry's tomorrow night?
Totally.
Of course. For real. Anyway,
I'm heard.
Lauren, I wanted to wish you good luck in college, and make sure you don't drink any drinks that you haven't gotten yourself.
Oh my god, I just told
thank
someone
so
that
much.
I just told someone that within the last 2 days. It's her age. I go, don't take drinks from strangers. And she's like, oh, and this guy brought me a drink, and that guy. I'm like, why would you do that?
When were you born?
1994.
She's paused. There's a pause. There's a definite pause there. 1994. How old is that?
She's going to college. 18. She's 18.
You're 18. Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I fucking was 19 when I went to college. Sometimes people take a break, especially if they're working for Hunter S. Thompson's widow. And going to Colorado, Arizona, Oregon.
Take a break.
But you can never be too safe.
Hey, who won that last? All right, let's thank the people who won. Thank you guys very much for winning. Stamp Community Store.
Oh my god! I almost went back into the TV.
Tyler, find out who was a TPR tripper. Tim,
I won't let me see it. I think it'll only let you see it because you're the seller.
Oh god damn it! Oh shit! I almost fucking fuck! I am such a horrible person. Went out on my porch this morning or this afternoon, and I had a nice little gift, like a box from a registry of mine apparently, and a couple listeners got together and they bought me. And Jillian actually sent to Jillian a little a frame that says Mr. and Mrs. And it's going to be like for our wedding picture. And I guess that we registered for it from Target. And how very nice of you. Some listeners have been offering to or asking about my registry and this and that. And that's it feels a little bit weird. But there was
but
a not, honey fund.
But we'll sell you mugs for $150.
There's a honey fund where if you do, I think we're going to send out thank yous, like handwritten thank yous and pictures of us. But we on our honeymoon. But there's like a honey fund that Jillian's friend set up, and you just go to honeyfund.com and we put in our Anderson account and we'll bring it to it. It's very very nice, very cute.
I can just go buy you some honey.
There's like a $10 thing, and then we'll send you a little thank you to help us eco tour or whatever.
I forgot to talk about this earlier. There's two things I wanted to bring up. One is Death Valley retains the record for the hottest place on Earth.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Because they found out that place in the Middle East had used inferior equipment for measuring the temperature. Death Valley at 134 is the hottest place on Earth.
At Jay Balsk, thank you very much, as well as Popo85. Popo, are you a cop in the 805? Is that what that means?
Maybe he was born in 85.
Was this a new record that just got set, Mike?
No, Death Valley.
Why are you bringing that up?
Because it was interesting that it now holds a record. It's
is
a
that
place
your
that,
fact?
I have a nice feeling
obsession
for.
Obsession
for. Poor Here's Mike, the other thing. Poor Mike drives around and hears that and is like, ooh, I know what I'll talk about in the after.
Josu Gutierrez.
I have nothing else
thank
in my life.
Much, man. I appreciate
by the
that
way.
Very sweet of you. Thank you.
Here's the other thing is, remember that movie Confessions of a Superhero that you didn't care for that much?
I liked it. No, I liked it.
Okay, I liked it too a lot. So somebody did a low-rent version of that. It's available on Netflix. I forgot what it's called, but it's virtually the same movie with the same characters.
Same people?
It's shot poorly because that one's shot beautifully.
And it was shot after?
Yes.
Speaking of shot terribly, this Innocence of Muslims, have you seen this? Which is causing all the
no, I haven't seen it, but I know four people are dead, including the U.S. ambassador.
I saw the 15-minute trailer. It was some of the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
I heard it's terrible.
It is. No, it's beyond terrible. But it's not a comedy. That's the sad part.
Four people are dead because of it. I didn't think it was a comedy.
It's not.
But making fun of Muhammad. What's his name? Muhammad?
I think that's more offensive than actually showing Muhammad is going, what's his name? I can't remember his name.
Guys, we should draw him, and then we should get a lot of publicity.
Okay, so real quick, there's one of that movie centers on four of the characters, and one of them is charming, and you like him, the Hulk guy. The Batman guy's an a-hole. The Superman guy's a psycho, and the woman is just weak. So this guy made essentially the same movie, not intending to be a follow-up to that movie. He just was trying to do the same fucking thing. So the Superman guy shows himself to be a racist, and not kind of a racist, totally a racist. The Batman guy is no longer allowed to be on Hollywood Boulevard because he's gotten into fistfights with
people. Yeah, he's crazy.
And now,
what about the Hulk?
And he got his teeth all knocked out in jail, and so he can't do Batman anymore because his teeth are all missing.
That'd be tough.
And his wife's like...
So it's like an update.
Sort of. But the Superman one is the creepiest because he's had confrontations with all these characters because he gets in their face and tells them, you're not doing this right. And you need to respect these people.
What about
people.
The Hulk? Hulk was my favorite by far.
The Hulk is still there. Nice guy. They didn't interview him much. So here's the thing. The filmmaker asked him about this fight he got into with an African-American character.
Why do you keep saying African-American?
Because I'm trying to be PC. And it's either that or Negro.
Oh, my fuck. Diana, that's the man that you invited to brunch. How do you feel about that?
Maybe not the best choice of words. But
what are you talking about? It was a joke.
But what, Di-Di?
It was a joke in bad taste.
Okay.
Anderson, really? You want a carbon offset?
So here's what the Superman...
Yeah, carbon offset.
Here's what the Superman guy...
Travel around Fiji without any emissions.
If I get Honey Fun fundage, I'm going to swim with goddamn bull sharks and feed them by hand.
Bull sharks.
Bull sharks are one of the three most dangerous fucking sharks in the world. You hearing this, Diana? I'm going to hand feed my hand.
Did you have to limit it to three? You had to say it's one of the most dangerous...
Bull sharks like to swim up into freshwater rivers, which I've talked about numerous times. And
I
heard
this last week, literally.
You know what you do?
I was on drugs last week. I forgot.
You get a little red cape. I mean, no, so here's what the Superman guy said. It kind of shocked me.
I love that we're spending 10 minutes talking about a movie no, name you can't
about,
remember.
He talked. This is, I don't like this guy now because before I was like, whatever.
Superman?
Yeah. So he's talking
he's
about
very vain.
A fight he got into with one of the other characters who was an African American guy. And
oh my God,
he goes,
I thought it was Negro.
On the camera, he
switched it.
He goes, I told him. I don't take black drugs. I only do white drugs like marijuana. And he kept on referring to
that. That's
what the
cop, that's what the Superman did?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like
white
Superman.
Drugs?
No, I don't like him either. Yeah, no, he's a douche. He's a racist douche.
Super white trash.
Did a super gay guy buy our mugs?
What?
The rainbow?
There's a rainbow on eBay. I think that it's default or something. But I wanted to thank TPR Tim L 2012. Who has never made a purchase on eBay. Might not be a real person. But if the payment goes through, you'll be getting your Burt Reynolds mug. Thank you very much.
And a bonus if you want it. You can tell me what you want.
You and got Burt Reynolds?
And I'll make a decision as to whether
you
I can provide it.
The Burt Reynolds one, Dinah. And thank you, Community Stamp Collector. What was
store.
It?
Can we edit out that Negro word?
It's
no,
too late.
I'm not, I don't edit things. I just post it now.
Mm-hmm. Do you like how I try to distance myself from it by calling it the Negro word?
Can we finish?
Like I've never said it before.
By the way, and spa massage, Anderson, will be in the mood for some serious relaxation.
What are you talking about?
I don't like the description
of
these
together.
Funny fun things.
Jillian's friend put
the
it together.
The descriptions make me want to kill myself.
I have not seen the fucking descriptions. Are there descriptions that I need to move?
We should all go for a spa and we can go over our new stamp
spa
collection.
Spa massage will be in the mood for some serious relaxation.
Hmm. It's probably default, man. It's probably default.
Wait,
believe me, I did not write that.
You need...
What?
Why do you?
I didn't put it together. All right.
Why don't they need?
Nice.
Why would they need?
Why
some
do you need
serious...
$1,000 for the spa massage?
Why
no,
they need...
not $1,000.
It says 20 requested, and they're $50 each.
I didn't put it together. I don't know.
Wow, that's a lot of massages.
Okay. The only one I put in there was the shark fucking diving because
you know,
it's
be
supposed
stupid?
To be the best shark diving in the world.
As if you said you wanted them all at the same time.
That would be really dumb.
I want 20 people pushing on me.
We can also send you on a Sea Spray sailing adventure where you go on board an 83-foot schooner where
what's
you'll explore uninhabited beaches
what's
and
in
islands,
the spray?
Swim, yeah. Snorkel, and visit a Fijian village.
Yeah, I'm doing that. I'm going to
end up in Fijian jail.
I like that.
Oh, I might. Yeah. They got crazy drug laws
Fajitas
over there.
Because I used to be able to eat that all the time. Now I can't because I'm healthy.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you very much. I think it was an okay show. I don't know. Probably the worst
one.
Best
show ever.
Worst one.
Thanks, Diana. Thank you again for brunch. I'm sorry I keep bringing it up.
God, stop it with brunch.
Oh trouble bubble. Anytime.
It was fun.
And love I appreciate the gifts too. I love my robe.
What?
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks for buying the mugs. Even though I feel guilty about it.
All right.
Last word.
Wrong.
Right.
You may get the last word, but it's my word that counts around here.
We do last word, definitely. Wait, what are we doing? The show's over, right?
The show's done.
Yes, okay. The show's over.
I feel like we should give more of a...
Josu Gutierrez, thank you so much for sending us that. It's a frame that we're going to have forever and ever. And it's very sweet that a listener bought.
Or for the next 5 minutes once that PayPal thing clears.
I'm talking about the frame that he bought for me.
Oh.
I got from my wedding.
Sorry, didn't mean to insult the listeners that haven't paid yet.